Off the ball.
Rugby.
Of course they care. Some would say, no, it's just about winning the Test Series. But is the Lions really all just about winning the Test Series? Or is there a bit of, you know, winning hearts and minds, bringing four nations together?
Yeah. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
It's unreal. I think, you know, massive belief in the group, and there has been the last few years, but I suppose we haven't got results. So, yeah, no, look, delighted to be back, yeah.
Tough game out there between yourselves and Kerry. All to play for at halftime. What was the talk like inside at halftime?
Yeah, look, I suppose we really backed our own kind of style today, like, as in we put massive emphasis, obviously, on learning, like, what Kerry do. We know what they do. They've knocked us out of the championship the last 2 years in a row, so we've been accustomed to it. But, like, we were able to counteract it a little bit, I suppose, today. Like, the girls in the midfield, like, those breaking balls. Like, obviously, Kerry have massive ball winners, but to even try and contest them, and then, like, Kerry Cole up front and Kira Smith, like, I think unbelievable games. Like,
Kira Smith, absolutely fantastic. Yeah. All over the place.
And yeah.
Scored a goal.
Yeah, Sarah will take that. There's lots of slagging, obviously marking each other in training and telling her to kick it through the insole of her foot and all that, so it's great crack. But yeah, look, I think everyone was immense today, like, as in Robin Murray's 20 years of age in the goals, like, as in, I just think, and Eve Monica, who's been pushing her all year to be the best she can be, and obviously it just showed today, like.
Unbelievable support from the Meath crowd today. 10 minutes to go, the chants of Meath went up around the stadium. What did it feel like on the pitch?
Yeah, I think the Kerry chant has maybe a bit of a better twang to it. The syllables probably work out a bit better. But no, look, it's class, and I'm, like, extremely grateful to be here, like, as in, to be playing here, and for North Melbourne to be allowing me this year, like, as in, just privileged to be playing with Meath and back in Ireland, like, as in, really enjoying myself.
Very proud of the girls. You know, I say it after every good performance, but look, we've been written off. These girls have been written off the last year and a half. You know, we're rebuilding, a lot of new girls in, a lot of girls from the remainder of 21 and 22. They've been such role models there for the new girls coming in, but, you know, kind of disappointed about the last 2 years, you know, especially playing Kerry in Tralee and not getting past the quarterfinal stage. It's something that, you know, that was our target at the start of the year. We topped the group, we got a home quarterfinal in Navan, and it made a huge difference, you know. So just delighted to get over the line.
Especially having that hurt from the last two quarterfinal losses to Kerry and the hurt from the Leinster final as well. What's changed from your team between now and that Leinster final loss?
Well, look, we had a good chat among ourselves after Leinster final. We were disappointed we left it behind, you know. So, look, that Leinster was gone, and Silverware was the All-Ireland title. So, you know, we're after putting extreme hard work. The girls credited them a lot of hard work the last couple of weeks. We got our game plan right here. Look, we always knew Kerry were going to come at us, you know, get their purple patch, you know, especially when Danielle got the goal there as well, and Katie New went down with an injury. Just want to send best wishes to Katie. She's been a super servant down through the years, and I know that the girls did that for Katie in the end there.
And can you talk to me about Meath's two goals? Two absolute rockets.
Super goals. You know, Kerry Cole, you know, Sarah, Kerry, you know, she had a bit of a niggle during the week, passed the fitness test. Delighted she passed the fitness test. Anyway, she had a super goal there, and Sarah as well. Sarah's back into the setup, you know, and she's just been superb, you know, great leader there. She's made the number six there her own, so delighted for her as well.
There's been a bit of a talk recently that ladies football has gone too defensive. You had your centre back scoring a goal, Captain Avian Cleary coming up clutch with a point as well. You're not agreeing with that defensive play?
Definitely not. That was such a good advertisement for ladies football, and, you know, there are a few people, a few critics, but, you know, ladies football is very positive and it's on the up. And look, the Galway Dublin match will be a cracker game there as well.
The support you had today was unbelievable. 10 minutes to go, game was still in the melting pot. Those chants were ringing out.
But that's the thing, and look, they came in their draws in Navan in the quarter final, and, you know, I think the Meath support nearly doubled here today as well, so it made a huge difference. So just want to say thanks to all the Meath supporters for coming out.
Just a quick word on Kira Smith's performance today. I know Wall got player of the match, but Smith was everywhere.
Yeah, up and down the field there. When we came in a year and a half ago, look, Kira wasn't really getting her place. She's after putting in so much hard work over the last year and a half, and her work rate is unreal up and down the pitch, and made a huge difference. So fair play to her.
If you could describe this team in one word, what would it be?
Brilliant, they are. But do you know what? They're such a grounded bunch. You know. Yes, we'll celebrate there. They're in great form. They're all their families and friends. But they'll keep grounded. You know, they've been in this. A lot of them have been in this position before, going into an All Ireland final. And look, we'll prepare well for the next 2 weeks.
Here, Smith. How does it feel to be back in the All Ireland final?
it's actually unbelievable. Like, I honestly can't believe it, to be honest. The support we had out there was classic. It really got us over the line, yeah.
Yeah, a huge Mead crowd travelling up today. It really felt like they get behind you.
Yeah, it really does make the difference, to be honest, yeah.
Can you talk us through how it felt down there now today?
Oh, it was just madness. Like, I honestly didn't even know how long was left on the clock. Like, you could just hear the crowd roar and that was it. Yeah.
Went in up to at half time. What was the talk like in the dressing room from yourselves?
Yeah, we knew Kerry were such like a second half team, like they always come out strong, so we just had to keep on top. We knew how they played, so we just had to keep to our game plan, yeah.
And you're finally getting over that quarterfinal slump of being beaten by Kerry in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
What does that mean to this team?
Yeah, we knew they knocked us out the last two quarterfinals last 2 years, so we knew we had to give a bit of payback there.
That's a positive shout to me here. All in the final to look forward to now in 2 weeks' time. How will you prepare for the next 2 weeks?
I don't know. Like, we'll just do the same as we've did all year. Like, we're just improving every game, and I just can't believe it now, to be honest.
Yeah, look, disappointed. You know, anytime you lose an All-Ireland semi-final, you have to be disappointed. But, you know, we had a great year, and I thought the girls did a great job all year.
What do you think is the difference in the teams out there today?
Yeah, there wasn't much difference. I think just the hunger of it and the intensity by Mead. We just didn't bring it today. You know, we were very good most times. You know, when we didn't bring it in the first half, I thought we brought it in the second half. Today we brought it in the second half as well for the first 10 minutes. We got a goal and we went up ahead. It's just we couldn't maintain it. Mead, kind of in fairness to them, I think went up another level. And, you know, when you're not in an All-Ireland final for the last 2 years, like Mead weren't and we were, the difference was a small bit of hunger. I think that was the difference. Primarily, I think it was the hunger of it. I think the experience, the absolutely vast experience there out there today. But we have been stop-start there, you know, in championship and in league. That, you know, we were able to turn it on when we needed to. We did for that for the most part, but we just couldn't finish it out today. Yeah.
I mean, when you turn it on, you look to be unbeatable.
Yeah. But it's not only that, you know, I think our defence was outstanding against Kildare in the last game. So, like, you know, it goes both ways. It's just the quickness and the pass and go and the intensity and, the, you know, chasing down like dogs, you know, the Mead we're doing and fair juice them. And that's what needs to be done to get into a final. We just didn't have that in our locker today.
You're still in at a half time, only 2 points in the difference. Looked like you were going to get off to a flying start towards it. What do you think was the difference there?
Well, I think throughout the whole game they were quicker to the ball. They were hungrier, they were quicker. They had support runners more often than we did. Our decision making was a bit slack. But look, that happens, you know. It's been 8 months, you know, on the road. It's so hard to get to an All-Ireland final, as these girls know, and as Mead know as well. So, you know, it's just on the day, you know. I mean, if we played them next week, we could beat them probably, you know. So, like, it's just on the day. It's not a big deal.
Mead arguably probably had tougher and closer games in the group stages. Do you think some of that came into play as well today?
No, I think we had tough games as well. We had a tough game against Waterford. Even Kildare was close at some stage. We had a tough game against Cork. We were 6 points down at half-time. So, no, I just think that the hunger of Mead not being in an All-Ireland final in 2 years, I think that would have a big bearing on it today. And maybe the outcome of this next game, Galway and Dublin, you might see, you know, something else there as well, you know. So, we'll see.
That's a hunger you'll be taking forward now to next year. You'll be the team that'll be
yes.
going to the top.
Yes, you would think so. And, you know, you have 12 new players that would have a year development under their belt. And hopefully, you know, some or all would stay on maybe or whatever. But I think it's only beneficial to the squad for the year that's been in it.